a physical argument ensued. Is that right?
I decided to leave, and then I was kicked into Bedex by Michael.
Fighting fiancés.
You thought that she was going to call the police. You figured, I better call the police first.
But she blames a neighbor for her legal mess.
She said, you assaulted him, and based on that statement, you were arrested. He's the one who kicked you in the behind. You didn't sue him. You married him.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Miriam Ward is suing her husband's former neighbor, Maricela Brown, for having her arrested after she made false statements to police.
Order. All rise. Case number 217 on the calendar, the matter of Ward versus Brown. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Who is this?
This is now my husband.
Your last name is?
Armijo.
Mr. Armijo, am I correct that Miss Brown used to be your girlfriend?
No, ma'am. She was never my girlfriend.
Was she a friend of yours?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you date him?
Yes.
From when to when?
October to 2013 to December.
Okay, this is what the case is about, Ms. Ward. It is your claim that the defendant called in a complaint of assault and that she had you falsely arrested.
That is correct.
I don't call the police.
Shh. Ms. Brown, on what date did you witness an assault?
It was September.
September what?
13, I think. I can remember the date.
What date?
It was September the 27th, 2013.
And on that date, according to what I've read, you went over to his house to break up with him?
That is correct.
And you got into an argument?
That is correct.
And so I want you to tell me how the argument progressed.
The way it progressed was once I had informed my fiancé at that time that I needed more time in this relationship because I was feeling uncomfortable of many issues.
So you went over to his house?
Yes, I went there.
At what time?
I went there about 9:30.
And where do you live, Miss Brown, in relation to where Mr. Armijo lives?
I live across the street.
Across the street. Is it a two-lane street? Is it a two-lane street?
Yes, ma'am, it is, but she's more catty-corner at a 45 across the whole cul-de-sac.
Listen, how many lanes of traffic?
One lane.
One lane in each direction, or is it a one-way street?
There's no line down the middle. It's just a black asphalt road.
So it's just one...
Strip of asphalt, yes.
Strip of asphalt.
Yes,
and she's across from you. Now, I would like you to point to someplace in this room. How far her house is away from your house? Is it twice the length of this room?
I would say it's about 4 to 5 times.
And how big a distance is it? Would you say it's 2 times as large as this room, 3 times the size of this room, 4 times the size of this room?
Like 2.5 times.
2.5.
The room.
So
not that far.
Maybe 80 to 100 feet.
Kind of like that.
80 to 100 feet. Let's take your figure. And this happened at 9 o'clock?
Yes, ma'am.
P.M.?
A.M.
A.M. So you went over to his house. And according to what I've read, a physical argument ensued. Is that right?
After the conversation and I started to walk out, yes.
And what happened when you started to walk out?
Michael was very emotionally upset. He did not want the breakup. He wanted to continue to talk to me, but I was done. I had my granddaughter that I had to pick up because her mom's in Afghanistan.
I don't care about that.
Okay, so I decided to leave, and then I was kicked into buttocks by Michael.
By him?
That is correct.
And what did you do?
What did I do? I turned around in shock, and he still wanted to speak to me. We had fallen.
What do you mean, we had fallen? What does that mean?
When I had turned around to say, why would you do such a thing? He wanted to continue to speak to me, but when I was backing up, he went to grab me to hold on to me because he wanted to speak to me. He did not want this breakup.
Don't tell me what he wanted. Just tell me what happened.
What ended up happening was is that we fell on the
you
concrete.
You both fell?
That is correct.
And?
And from there, things became outrageous with his behavior.
What do you
behavior.
Mean they became outrageous?
Outrageous in the point that he did not want the
don't tell me what he wanted. I just want you to tell me what happened.
He made physical contact with me.
And what about you? Did you make physical contact
no,
with him?
No, I did not defend myself because I had seen how irate he was getting and emotional that I kept telling him over and over to please stop, that it was done and it was over and that was it, and I wanted to leave.
Did Did you ultimately leave?
Yes, I did.
Did you call the police?
No, I did not call the police under this. I didn't want to call the police.
Don't tell me what. I didn't ask you why. I just said, did you call the police?
No.
At no time that day?
No.
Okay. And you went home?
That is correct.
Did you seek any medical treatment?
No. I quickly changed my clothes.
I didn't ask you whether you changed your clothes and redid an outfit. I asked you whether you sought any medical treatment. The answer is no.
No.
Now, you, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
After this kerfuffle, were you concerned that Miss Ward was going to call the police?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that an honest answer?
I was
concerned. Were you concerned that she was going to call the police?
Yes, ma'am.
So what did you do?
I called the police first.
And when you called the police, did you tell them what had happened?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me what you told the police.
That she came to break up with me. There was a... altercation.
Now, don't look down there. Look at me.
Well,
Listen to me. The police don't care whether your girlfriend came up to break up with you.
Okay.
And the police don't care whether there's an altercation.
Yes, ma'am.
When people call 911, yes, it's because of an emergency.
Yes, ma'am.
So what did you tell them your emergency was?
That I just had an altercation with my fiancé and that...
Don't look down there. You just had an altercation
with my fiance.
And
there was some pushing.
And is that what you told the police? And there was some pushing? Do you think that I believe that you called the police and told them my fiance just broke up with me and we had an altercation and there was some pushing?
I told them there was an altercation. I've been hurt. I've been attacked.
You see, now it's all becoming clearer to you, right? You said you had an altercation with your fiance and you were attacked.
Yes, ma'am.
And the next question they said to you probably, is she still there?
I don't remember if you asked me that or not, but...
Did they say, do you require medical treatment? Are you injured?
I said no.
Did they ask if you were injured?
Yes.
And what did you say?
I did have a bloody elbow.
I'm not asking you.
Did you say
you were injured?
Yes, ma'am.
You were injured?
I was injured.
And they said, do you require medical treatment?
I said no, ma'am.
Was it a man or a woman on the phone?
I don't remember. I was answering you, no, ma'am.
So your injury was you thought this was going to be easy? It's not easy.
It's never
easy. Don't you watch? I've been on television 19 years. Don't you watch?
Yes, ma'am.
Before you come here, don't you say, gee, I'm going to make up a story.
No.
I better make up a good story because she's got a limited attention span for nonsense.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. So... Now, we know you call the police and you say, I've just been attacked by my girlfriend.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm injured on my arm.
Yes, ma'am.
That came from falling to the ground, according to your girlfriend, because you both fell.
And yes, ma'am.
I mean, she didn't take a bottle and scrape you on the arm,
ma'am.
Right?
No, ma'am.
You fell to the ground.
Yes, ma'am.
After you had kicked her in the behind.
Yes, ma'am.
So there's no question in my mind that you actually acknowledged that you thought that she was going to call the police. You figured, I better call the police first. So you did. You called the police first. Now, this is what your lawsuit is about. Now that we got it all down pat, you're suing Miss Brown because you say she called the police.
I did not say she called the police. I said she made a false statement. The police was in contact with her.
With her. And she made a false statement. And in her statement, she said that you assaulted him, right? And
that
based on that statement, you were arrested.
That is correct, by the officer.
Why don't you sue him? You didn't sue him. You married him. He's the one who kicked you in the behind. He's the one who called the police and said you attacked him and bloodied him.
But the final decision of my arrest was not by Michael Armijo's statement. It was by the statement of the officer.
Who cares?
I care.
I don't care.
Well, that's
what you have to care about, that I don't care.
Well, that is the reason why the criminal case was dismissed.
I'm going to tell you. That's because they didn't care.
No, they did care because they followed
it along. No. You know why they didn't care?
Oh, they
care. Was the criminal case dismissed before or after you married him? Before or after you married the guy that, according to you, twice kicked you in the behind as you were walking out the door? I just want to know, was the criminal case dismissed before or after you married the guy who kicked you, according to you, your sworn statement here, in the behind twice?
He only kicked me once in the behind.
Maybe I'm wrong. That's possible. Oh, no, you say he physically assaulted me again. He kicked me in the buttocks, I walked outside, he followed me, and he physically assaulted me again.
Assaulted. You said kicked.
Just a second. You were absolutely right. He only kicked you in the behind once, and he assaulted you the second time. That's what you said.
The other incorrect statement, Ms. Judge Judy, is that DA did not dismiss my case because of the bearings of me being married. They dismissed my case.
Don't tell me what they dismissed it because. Because that calls for the operation of their mind, and you can't tell me that. I asked you a simple question. Now, he says he called the police because he thought you were going to call the police, and he was afraid he was going to get in trouble, so he called the police first, said his girlfriend attacked him and left him bloody, and you want $5,000 from her because...
It is her, her direct statement.
Hey, I'm speaking. Now, after this whole kerfuffle happened, did you date him for a while? Speak!
Yes.
You weren't dating him before?
No.
No.
But
after
was
this
providing...
whole thing, I'm speaking! Getting to it. This is really a good case. You know, so many of them are boring that I have to make good cases, but this one is working itself all by itself.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
John Juan over here came to your house looking for a Band-Aid.
Yes, he had a
boy. He has a boo-boo.
Yeah.
He had a boo-boo on his arm. You didn't have a Band-Aid in your own house?
And later today...
You were practicing your archery that day.
Yes.
And she has a picture of the arrow sticking out of her car, I assume.
I do.
I'd like to take a look at it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Miriam Ward says her husband's former neighbor, Maricela Brown, had her arrested when she made false statements to the police.
Now, you say in your answer that Don Juan over here came to your house looking for a Band-Aid.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that true?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you see his bloody hand?
Yes, he had a bloody...
He has a boo-boo.
Yeah.
He had a boo-boo on his arm. Had he washed off the boo-boo before he came to you?
No.
So it was still all bloody?
Yes.
You didn't have a Band-Aid in your own house? Speak to me. Speak to me.
Ma'am, I don't remember walking over there and asking her for a Band-Aid.
Well, she remembers it. She remembers it. So he was covering his bases. All good. Now he walked over and now he's got somebody else involved. Did you know she liked you, by the way? When you went over and asked her for a Band-Aid, did you know she liked you?
We were friends, yes.
Yes, okay. Listen, two people, according to you, called and lied to the police that day.
Only one person called.
No. Shh. Careful attention. Two people. He called, she reported.
No, she did not report. She was contacted by the police department.
Goodbye, Miss Ward. You have no case. You want to marry an abuser? That's your problem. Sue the right person. Bye-bye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
A liar is a liar no matter what.
She's crazy. She's jealous. And
she testified wrongly against me.
She coming on here screaming, and it's not the first time.
Was stating that I had done certain things to my fiance.
I feel sorry for her.
In which, in reality, she never seen.
It's what I wanted. Leave me alone.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Powers versus Muth. Step forward.
Peggy Powers is suing her parents' neighbors, Aaron Muth, and his son, Corey, for damage to her vehicle. Peggy claims Corey was practicing his archery when he shot her car with an arrow.
Who is the archer?
I am, Your Honor.
How old are you?
21.
Who is this?
It's my father.
Is he here for moral support?
No, he's here because she is also suing him because she claims it was on his property.
Because what?
Because the accident happened was on his, was from his property, which it was not.
Oh, so she's suing him because the arrow came from your father's property?
Correct.
That's okay. What she's claiming.
Just a second. Don't speak.
Sorry.
He said it right the first time.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You were practicing your archery. Her car was damaged by that arrow. She doesn't have to sniff like a dog to find out. I've lived on this earth a very long time, and I have never had an arrow go into my car.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Peggy Powers is suing her parents' neighbors, Aaron Muth, and his son, Corey, for damage to her vehicle. Peggy claims Corey was practicing his archery when he shot her car with an arrow.
How many years have you been an archer?
I've been for 4 years.
And you live with your father?
Yes.
Do you have friends who are also archers?
A lot of my friends are archers, yes.
I want you to give me their names. First and last, a lot of your friends are archers. I'm ready to take down their names.
The first one is Gerald.
And where does he live?
He lives at the Reigate Drive.
How far away is that from you?
That's over 3 miles, 3.5 miles.
Next. Who's the next person?
Nathan.
Nate. Where does Nate live?
He lives over 4 miles from...
4 miles away. Right. Who's the next person who's an archer?
The next one would be Nathan...
And how many miles away does he live from where you are?
He lives several miles, over 8 miles.
Over 8 miles?
Yes, Ron.
Who else?
That is it, of my friends.
That's it?
That is it of my friends.
That's it, of your friends. Now, you've been living in this house with your father for most of your life?
Yes, Your Honor.
So you know most of the other people in the neighborhood?
Yes.
So other than these four friends that you've listed for me, there's nobody else in the neighborhood that you have arched with?
Not that I have arched with, no, Your Honor.
Right, okay. So this is what the case is about. On what date was your car parked and hit by an arrow?
It was Labor Day 2013.
And when you came out and looked at your car, the arrow was sticking out of the top of the car?
That's correct. Do you mind if I use the diagram?
Sure. Show me where your car was and show me where his house was.
Okay. I was at my parents' house for...
Listen, I don't
care. Okay, okay.
Listen,
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
I don't care what you were eating. I don't care if it was a party.
Okay.
All I want to know is, where was your car?
Okay.
And where is their property?
Okay. I understand, Your Honor. I was on driveway.
That's where you
here.
Are. Where's their property?
Their property's right here.
And where was your car?
My car was in the driveway.
And their property is right there?
Right here on the hill, and it's a cul-de-sac.
I'm not getting that.
And I came out after the party.
Where is your property?
My property?
Yeah. Step back. Go over there to that diagram. Show me where your house is on that diagram.
Our house, his house, is actually not on this picture. It is miles away from this picture. But where the actual shooting was happening was right in this area here.
Okay. Now, who lives there?
It is actually the Gerald. It's his private property. It's woods in the back on a hill.
Okay, so it's close by to where this was happening.
Yes, Your Honor.
Right. So, and you were practicing your archery that day?
Yes.
Yes. And she has a picture of the arrow sticking out of her car, I assume.
I do.
I'd like to take a look at it.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okie dokie. Sticking out of a car. You have to pay for that. Do you understand?
No, I should not, Your Honor.
Well, I'm going to explain it to you. By a process of elimination, I have just figured out that the only four people who were involved in archery that you know of, and you've been living there a long time, all live miles and miles away from where you were practicing your archery. Now, she doesn't have to sniff like a dog to find out where somebody else was playing archery because, you know, I've lived on this earth a very long time. I have never had an arrow go into my car. I have never had an arrow go into my house. So on the same day, in approximately the same location where you were practicing your archery, her car was damaged by that arrow. According to you, and you've been practicing your archery for 4 years, all your other friends live miles. The two Nates, who I crossed out, one 5 miles, one 8 miles, one 4 miles. The only one there is you. Do you understand? Do we understand each other? Perfect. How much is it going to cost to fix your car?
A little over $850, but I'm also looking for punitive damages.
Yeah, I know. Everybody looks for punitive damages and pain and suffering. You know who's painful today? I'm painful. I have a cold and I have to work.
$850.
Thank you very much. That's all.
As I see you, you may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Her car was parked. Your car was moving.
There was no contact with her car, though.
A neighbor's nonstop denials.
She didn't even have insurance at the time.
She wouldn't know the truth if it came up and slapped her in the face.
Judge Judy.
The way the arrow was shot, to actually have to hit her car, would actually have to go up over a hill.
I think he needs to understand it also happened across the street from where my parents live. There are two arrows found across the street.
Through a lot of trees.
I just hope he learns a lesson because I don't want anyone to get hurt. They had grandchildren that lived there.
Blocks over. and land in her for her car.
I have 19 nieces and nephews that are young.
I mean, it could have been a freak accident, but as far as I know...
And any given day, they're in the driveway playing.
I went there with a certain amount of arrows, and I left with a certain amount of arrows.
And it could have been, someone could have been killed, he could have been in jail.
It's a common arrow to shoot. You know, I'm not the only one that has them. They're sold everywhere.
What comes up does come down.
I mean, it could have been anybody.
And I sure hope that Corey learned his lesson in this case.